In American Jewry, the Lubavitch Rebbe popularized the idea of hafatzas hamayamis, of spreading the wellsprings of Torah and Chassidus to all Jews. In other areas of the Jewish world, this idea gained traction, and other rabbis took this idea in their own direction, and many of them called it kiruv, which means bringing other Jews close. The Lubavitch Rebbe rejected the term kiruv because he said that no Jew is inherently far from Hashem. Every Jew is fundamentally close to Hashem. But that said, what's the way to go about hafat samayams? How are we meant to spread the wellsprings? And how are we meant lekarev hamar el hanitzitz? To bring the soul back to its divine spark. So we're going to explore in the second sicha of Paris Baal Leischa, Lekut Sichas Chelek Beis, the Rebbe expresses how to go about the work of hafat samayams based on the parsha. The Zicha begins. Their stayed in Afat Samayana's Chutzah is Nitzu Vartin, Bezvelen Kumin, Diva Zayin and Klaaf and Chutzah. The way to spread the wellsprings of Torah outward is not to wait until those who are in the category of outward, those who are in the category of outside, will come to you to drink from the wellspring. Tzu de Mayanis, into the wellspring. Nor, but rather, the wellsprings are meant to gush forth, they're meant to burst forth. Gain and dresen, you're meant to go outside, on dart, and there, fresh breath and dikvelen, and there to spread the wellsprings. On der doze geveg, hotzach ungeibin fin aran akayin, was is geven, oiv shalom vered of shalom, oiv is abrius umakarvan lathera. That was the path of aran akayin, who, as Pirkei Avos tells us, was a lover of peace and a pursuer of peace. He loved all creatures and he brought them close to Torah. Aaron didn't give as Mazal Kumin to him. Aaron didn't wait for others to come to him. Aaron was proactive and he went directly to the other. He even went to the creatures. Dos heist. Zu azelche vasab nitkein shum ander maila. To those which had no other virtue other than the fact that they were created, they were creatures, thus haste, them Ebishus B'Shefren, and they were God's creation. Even to such people did Aaron go and try to bring them close to Torah. But the precise usage in Pirkei Avos is he brought them close to Torah. He brought them close to the Torah. It's not the case that he brought the Torah to them. Hagam Aaron gigangin to the Brias, although it's the case that Aaron went to creatures, hotter aber zinit gigabin the Torah late zeir geist. He didn't give the Torah according to their spirit. He didn't water Torah down or switch Torah up so it would be more palatable for them. Eretnit gemach came sharis to the with the Torah. Aaron's Torah was not a Torah of compromise and of excessive leniency. He didn't bring the Torah down to others, as in he didn't change the Torah, he didn't transform the Torah so that it would fit the way that people were living their lives. Instead, he helped people re-examine and adjust the way they were living their lives in order that their lives be consistent with Torah. The pure Torah, as the Torah is. The nekuda of Aaron's avoda is merumas in their parashas haShavua baLeisos Neres. The way of Aaron's avoda, of Aaron's path of work, is symbolized in this week's parasha baLoscha. Neres batzeichin in the Shemus Yisrael. Candles symbolize the Jewish soul. The Ashtay, like the pasuk Mishnah tells us, ner havaya nishmas adam. The human soul is God's candle. In Algemein Zayin Faran Zibin Sugim in the Shemus Yisrael. More precisely speaking, there are seven core personality types. There are seven core types of Jewish people, which then subdivide into further types. This is Mavor Lekut Torah, is Alter Bechtes Lekut Torah, but thus their Indian for the Zibineiros from their Menorah. And those seven personality types are symbolized by the seven candles of Menorah. On the Avodah von Aaron's given, Aaron's work was Unsinden und Meile sein die Alleneiros, to kindle and elevate all the candles. In Yedin Yidden is Faran the Get Chalicht. Every Jew has a divine light. Nor is he is Farbargin. just sometimes that light is hidden. On the avodah of an Aaron is, and Aaron's work was, the does gelicht unto tzindin, unto anflakin, von der verborgenish. So Aaron's job was to kindle every light, to kindle every Jewish soul, and bring each Jew's hidden potential from hiding into revelation. Un oif azoifil had Aaron gepoilt with Megal Zayn, the Neshama, in Yad Nidin, and Aaron was so involved in revealing the soul of every Jew, ad shetehei shal heves oyla meila, until it would be a spontaneously arising flame. It would be a flame that rose on its own. Bizder flam is oikigangin von zichalein. It would rise on its own. Kol's man the neravai from the Ibrius, darf unkommen zu Aaron, erzol unsindin, hat benocht zum tachlis nitigreicht. So long as Aaron needed to be there and kindle the flame, Aaron hadn't yet reached his goal. The avodah darf zayin, the work has to be, the goal has to be, unsin di licht, to light the candles, bis der flam geht oif von zichalein, to light the candles until the flame rises up by itself. The licht darf menschen mernitz unsinnen, you no longer need to kindle the candle, weil sie brennt und leicht schoen von zichalein, because it now burns and shines bright on its own. The idea being that when you light a candle, you have to hold the match, you have to hold the lighter by the wick for a little bit. So Aaron's idea was that Aaron would provide that support for as long as necessary until the candle would shine without the wick being there. Aaron would provide the necessary support until every Jew could stand on their own 2 feet and shine their unique brand of light in the world. In Anzin de Menayran, Beis HaMikdash, Zayin Ferran Derei Dinim, there were 3 unique halachas when it came to lighting the menorah. Aleph, had lokak sheir bazar. Oich nit koin is kosher to unsin the menorah, meaning that even a non-koin is able to light the menorah. Beis, had tovas haneris, dos tsuget nineris, muzton nor koin. But preparing the wicks could only be done by a koin. And gimel, their orit from the angetsu, the menorah, is davkin heichal meis hamikdash. The place in which the lit menorah was situated was in the Heichal, was in the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash. And these are not just technical details, but the Rebbe is going to explain how all these 3 apply when it comes to lighting the spiritual menorah of every Jew. The Rebbe says, verstandig, it's self-understood, as eichen unsin the ruchniestik menorah, when it comes to lighting the spiritual menorah, this haste, in baleich the Yiddish neshamas, lighting up Jewish souls, zayin firan di dozike dreit noyim. These 3 conditions also obtain. Aleph. Number 1. Hadloka ksheira bizar. Anyone, not even a kohen, is able to light the menorah. Di avayda van poilin oifat zveitin, un verspreitin the mayonas chutza, is nit kein avayda for beloy zichin the zgul. The Rebbe says that the work of affecting others and spreading the wellsprings of Torah outward is not just the work of people who are particularly special. Thus, there's chosen choiv from yed and yid. This is both the opportunity and the responsibility for every Jew. The Mishnah zogt zu yed and yid. The Mishnah tells every Jew, du soll sein, you should be from the Talmid of Aaron, from the students of Aaron. Yed der ein zikr yid, every single Jew, darf gain the mveg von Aaron HaKohen. He needs to follow the path of Aaron HaKohen. Zu mekar zayin, di briyas zu Torah. To bring even those who are creatures, those who are far, close to Torah. Beis. Ober di atova zu great dineris, the preparing the wicks, das kementan nar HaKohen. Only a Kohen can do that. Beken dachmenu, we might think, the baal does their ikr, is to pile a knife at Zveitin, since the ultimate goal is to affect the others, to transform the other, is them an art, as durch was, und mit welchen Indien, ich will in bewirken. How, what, and where should I bring the other close? So a person might think, ich will in Masbir sein in Indien, Torah, like mein eigen Ravana. I'll explain to him some idea in Torah according to my own understanding. Was ist zugepasst zu sein Ravana? Which is in accordance with his understanding. I'm going to put together a particular package of mitzvahs for the person to do. Maybe I'll learn a little bit of Kulti Maran. I'll learn a little bit of Rav Kook. I'll learn a little bit of Nefesh HaChaim. I'll mix it all up into a little pot and make a nice chant. was the time zugepas to me and to him. It'll be appropriate for me and for him. Uchadayim and the like. Undurach then velach poilin oif in the mandarin. And through making my own nice cholent of Jewish ideas and mitzvahs, I'll be able to affect the other. Oif dem kum teira. So here the lesson is, as the atava does haste, does arayint on them boimu, on the knetel, dizachin was durch zeit sintmen on them there, das ken zain nor durch a kain. The preparation of the oil and the wick, those things to which you light up the flame, that can only be done through a kain. Nid yeder inner ken, und es zugepass zu oiske kleiben und zu greiten dizachin, mit was zu unzen die licht von jeden. Beloiz a kain ken das ktan. Not everyone can, nor are they qualified to collect and prepare the particular path that we need to use to light up Jewish souls. This only a kohen can do. What's a kohen? Does it mean somebody who was born from the priestly Aaronic lineage? So yes, but the Rebbe explains here the relevant sense of kohen means something else. The inyan for a kohen is azer hot nitkin eginim chelik v'nachla, nor Hashem unachalase. The idea of a kohen is somebody who doesn't have a lot to do with this world. They don't have their own inheritance, their own parcels of land that they're constantly worrying about. But rather, Hashem and Torah are their full-time occupation. As mathematicians and philosophers will tell you, math and philosophy is not something that you can achieve mastery of as a part-time pastime. You need to be completely involved, completely immersed. Similarly, a kohen is somebody who's completely immersed in the realm of Torah and Avodah. Und wie der Rambam schreibt, like the Rambam writes, the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yevil, Asher nod v'ruchai kedei libadol. The kohen's spirit inspired him to be separate, to be apart. As der was is abgescheit von Weltsachen, und sein ganzer Inyan is zu sein beheft zum Ebeshin und zu dem. That somebody who's completely separate from worldly matters, and his entire purpose in life, his entire goal, his entire passion, is to be unified with the Eibusher, to be unified with Hashem, and to serve Hashem. Davke er ken zu greiten die Sachen mit was zu beleichen die Licht von der Neshama. Only such a person has the right perspective to figure out what's necessary, what you should take, what the correct path is in order to inspire others. Und noch dann, and afterwards, wie der Kohen grät zu dem Bäumel und dem Knoit. After the Kohen is prepared, the proverbial oil and wick, dann, only then, liegt a Pflicht auf jeden einzigen, sei anzuzünden. Then, does everyone have an obligation to kindle the candle, to kindle the wick. Once we know how to kindle the other candles, once we know how to kindle the other Jews, as we've been taught by the Kohanim, only then should we, can we, and must we go ahead and follow that path. Zu verspreiten die das Quellen euch und reisen. To spread those wellsprings outward. Now let's move to the third detail. The menorah lived in the Heichal. The menorah was meant to be lit in the sanctuary. Der Ort von der Leichterdecke menorah. The place of the lit up menorah is in Heichal Dafke. It had to be specifically in the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah in Kelim tells us, Eser Kudushas Hain. There are 10 levels of manifest holiness. There are 10 different locations at which holiness manifests. Tzen Madregis in Kudusha, Zayin Feran. There are 10 levels of holiness. Kodshe Kodshim, Heichal, and Ozoi Vayeter. Starting with the Holy of Holies, followed by the Heichal, followed by the Sanctuary, and onward. Un Oich, the Madregis was Zayin Nidrike, vi Heichal, Zayin Helik. Also the levels that are lower than the Heichal, they too are holy. Fundas Degen. Oy mivet ons in the menorah, in enem from the Eretz, v'zayin kedusha is nidriker v'dikdusha from Heichal. If you light the menorah in one of those places that the holiness is a lower, that it's less than the holiness of the sanctuary, but menit yaitzazayin, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. Yeder zach hot zich dem ort von your oifgab. And the oifgab from the menorah is zu leicht in Heichal. Everything has the correct place in which its mission is meant to be fulfilled. And the menorah's mission was meant to be fulfilled in the Heichal, in the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ra from them and Avodah is The lesson from this in the way we serve Hashem is, a mensch zol nit zogen, a person shouldn't say, em is taken, as ich darf der leicht in dem ner, was in mir, und dem ner, was in mit dem zeithen. It's true that I have to light the candle within me and the candle that's within the other. Aber wer sagt das? As ich darf tun in l'oifen von der Zah Haibri Kedusha. Sure, I might have to light my candle and the candle of the other. But who says that I have to light my own candle and light the other's candle in a way of such intensive holiness? Es sei in der Koran, as I feel Yidden, was man bei sei nicht as I feel, und für was man man das von mir. There are many Jews, and there are many Jews who live less holy lives. They have less intense regimens. Their rabbeim, their teachers, don't demand so much of them. So why, a person might ask, do my rabbeim, do my teachers demand so much from me? Why wasn't I born in small town America? Why wasn't I born in a community where the standards were lower? Why is it that the standards on me are placed so high? Oif dem kum the anweisung. So here the lesson is, jeder einer hat sich sein tafkid, sein oifgabe. Every single person has their own unique purpose and mission in life. Vi baal mahat dir gegeben die keiches und die meglichkeit zu leichten an ort, was is mehr helik. Given that you were given the potentialities, the power, and the opportunity to illuminate a place which is holier, is this bavais as dos is dein oifgabe, was der Bore Baruch Hu will von dir. That teaches us that this is your mission that the Creator, blessed be He, wants from you. Und ob du fühlst sie nicht aus, hast du nicht getan dein Pflicht. And if you don't carry out that unique mission, then you haven't done your duty. Weil du hast nicht ausgefüllt dem Ratzon Abayi, and therefore you haven't fulfilled Hashem's will. Wie es ist jedua, as it's known, for those who study the teachings of Chassidus, as Ratzon kemen nicht verandertelen. You can't break down will, you can't break down somebody's will into elements or into blocks. Was das ist der Unterscheid von Seichel mit Ratzon. And that's the difference between intellect, between ideas, and between desires, and between will. In Seichel und Verstand is meglich zu verstehen euch abissel, a chelik von der Havana. When it comes to an idea, it's very possible you might understand a little bit of the idea, part of the concept. Andrish is in Ratzon. When it comes to desires, when it comes to will, desires and wills are very different. If you don't fulfill the will with all the details, isn't it shaykh to zogin azrat mekayim given akoponim a health from the mrotzen? You can't say that half of the person's will was fulfilled. Eradan dem mrotzen gansin that mekayim given. If you haven't fully fulfilled the person's will, it hasn't been filled at all. Adrab, erat kiton farkerte from the mrotzen. Just the opposite. You've done the opposite of the person's will. This is a mildly challenging idea to express, so let's give a mushal, let's give an example. Imagine that you have a young man or young woman, and this young man or woman wanted to go to Harvard. So they apply for Harvard, they go through the whole process, they take their SATs, they write essays about why they want to go to Harvard so bad. And then they don't get into Harvard. But Texas Tech University in Lubbock gives them a call, and Texas Tech University says, hey, we saw your essays for Harvard in the Common App, and we saw your amazing SAT scores. We want to give you a full scholarship. So one might say that this acceptance offer to Texas Tech University in Lubbock is sort of half of what the person wanted when they were applying to Harvard. Or alternatively, think of a young woman named Ariella who is very much in love with Joey. But Joey didn't love her back. Joey didn't want to marry her. But Yoni, he wanted to marry her. Or somebody who very much wanted a green Jeep. But instead of getting a green Jeep, all they were able to get was a black sedan. So in all these examples, an example of the college, an example of the person you wanted to marry, and the example of the car, well, obviously some are more trivial and some are more significant. One could say the person's will was half fulfilled. Sure, you didn't get into Harvard, but at least you got into Texas Tech University. Sure, you can't marry Joey, but at least you can marry Yoni. Sure, you didn't get the green Jeep, but at least you got the black sedan. But the point is, psychologically, that's not satisfying. Of course, we could argue that psychologically, people need to reset their expectations. But if we're speaking to the idea itself, we're speaking to what will is, to what desire is not satisfied with half measures. Desire wants the thing itself and how the person pictured it, not in some alternative way. And if it's not accomplished in that way, then for them, they don't have what they want at all. As obvious as Faran in Utterscheid von Mensch zu Mensch, was jeder hat sich sein Pflicht. Und es ist keine Rauf und eine mehr verzweiten. The idea is everyone is different. Everyone has their own mission. Everyone has what Hashem wants of them. And it's your job to do what Hashem wants of you. And very often the Rebbe say you can figure out what Hashem wants of you by looking at the context into which you were born, by looking at the unique talents you were given, and utilizing your context and utilizing your talents instead of trying to take the easy way out or the hard way out and be like somebody else. And if you do take the easy way out, the Rebbe is saying, you're not fulfilling Hashem's will of you. It's as though Hashem told you, I want you to go to Harvard. You said, no. I want to go to the easier college. I want to go to Texas Tech University. So in such a case, there are no half measures. You haven't filled Hashem's will at all. And the Rebbe says, just as different people in different places have different missions and different goals, so too different generations have different missions. Although it's the case that in the earlier generations, there are many people who were God-fearing and spiritually perfect, who didn't learn any of the interior dimensions of the Torah. They didn't study the teachings of Chassidus. Is Abra in the Letz Tadiris in the latter day generations, when Pnimis Atiris Nizgal Givarn, when Chassidus, when the interiority of Torah was revealed, is the Dozike Anfleckung Gufa Abavais, as this learner Pnimis Atiris, is Eina from the Ifgaben from Unzadar. The fact that Chassidus, that Pnimis HaTorah was revealed in our generation, shows us that learning Pnimis HaTorah and applying Pnimis HaTorah is one of the goals, is one of the objectives, is one of the missions of our generation. On Vibal Design, since it's the case, Ter Anderschnitt Zayn, you can't do otherwise. Val wie gesagt, ken Rotzen nit Zayn keines Chalkus. When it comes to Rotzen, when it comes to will, there are no half measures. If it's shown that it's divinely ordained that in our generation we have to learn Chassidus, you can't say, no, I'm just going to learn Gemara. I'm just going to learn Shulchan Aruch. You have to learn Chassidus as well. Saying, I'm only going to learn Gemara, I'm only going to learn Shulchan Aruch, would be like saying, I'm going to go to Texas Tech University when God ordained that you were meant to go to Harvard. The Adlokas HaMenorah learned uns in Sahakol, what the lighting of menorah teaches us ultimately is, as Darv Zaynas asks us in Pnimis HaTorah, we need to be involved in the interior dimension of Torah, in Chassidus. Und wie es red sich in dem Inyan von Shalheves. And as we learn with respect to a flame, after all, the menorah was lit up with flames. As es ist nicht genug nahir ukma. The violet light, the blue light, at the bottom of the flame is insufficient. Das heißt Galag HaTorah. The dark light refers to the revealed part of Torah. It refers to the teachings of Nigla, which talk about things like the 39 Melachos of Shabbos, the laws of Kashrus, all the ritual details. All those are very important. But those are only the dark light, because they're more superficial. Nor, smuz oyech zayin nahir chivra, pnimis HaTorah. You also need the white light, the light that illuminates, which is Chassidus, which gives us perspective on what all the details of Torah mean, on what the ritual, on what the history, on what it all symbolizes, and how it's all meant to be practical. Und das lernen Pnimis HaTorah. In this study of Pnimis HaTorah, v'tem geben kriach v'oiz, will empower us zu bewältigen alle Sterungen, to overcome all obstacles. Und zvet im zu geben lebedekeit, euchen lernen nigle von Torah und kemen von mitzvahs. And it also enliven our study of the revealed part of Torah and our fulfillment of the mitzvahs. So let's review. What did we learn in this sicha? We're learning the second sicha in Parshas Baalei Sicha in Lekutei Sichas Chelek Beis. Here, the Rebbe is exploring the symbolism of the menorah. What does the menorah teach us about ourselves as Jews? So the Rebbe says that the menorah represents the entire Jewish people. And the menorah has seven branches, seven candles, to represent the idea that there are seven unique types of Jews. There are seven different special paths with which one serves Hashem. But it says of Aaron HaKohen, Ba'aloscha es haneros. Aaron is meant to light the candles. Proverbially, what this means is very often it's the case that we, or those we know, are not inspired. We're not lighting up the world. And the goal of Aaron HaKohen is to go and light up those Jews who are not yet inspired. And every one of us has a nitzotz, every one of us has a spark, a bit of Aaron HaKohen within ourselves. So we too are charged to light up our own candle and to light up the candle of those around us. The Rebbe explores how it is that we're meant to light up the spiritual candle of those around us. First, the Rebbe tells us there's this idea of l'chsheyafutzu ma'inesecha chutzah. Your wellsprings need to burst outward. So number one, that teaches us you shouldn't wait until people who are not yet inspired come to you, but rather you need to proactively go to them. Next, there's the idea of oyev esabrius umekarven latayr. You love creatures. You love people whose only virtue in life is the fact that God created them. And you see the God-given potential in them, even though no one else does. But you don't water the Torah down, but rather you bring them close to the Torah as the Torah is. Next, you make sure to light the candle, to light your fellow Jews' candle, ad shetehei shel heves olamei lel, until it becomes a flame which spontaneously rises on its own. The idea being, when you light a candle, you need to hold the lit match by the wick until the wick catches the flame on its own and is able to stand on its own 2 feet. You don't just drop an inspirational talk. You don't just inspire people and then run away. Instead, you have to stick around until the person is capable of standing on their own 2 feet and being religiously inspired. But that said also, you're not meant to suffocate them. You're meant to ultimately give them their own space and allow them to grow in their own way. The Rebbe then turns the three halachic details of the menorah, which illuminate how it is that we're meant to light the spiritual menorah. First, hadlaka ksheir bizar. That means you don't need to be a kohen to light the menorah, but rather any Jew can light the menorah. And what this means spiritually is that it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how educated you are, if you see the opportunity to inspire somebody else, then you're empowered to inspire the other. But the question is, how do you go about inspiring the other? Or for that matter, how do you go about inspiring yourself? Maybe you can make your own challenge, you can make your own mixture of Jewish ideas which are inspirational to you, of mitzvahs which are inspirational to you, and that'll be the way to self-inspire, to inspire others. So the Rebbe says here, this is a dangerous path, because you might make the wrong mixture. And that's why Hatovas Haneir is preparing the wicks, could only be done by a kohen. And a kohen symbolizes somebody who is a consummate expert and is totally committed to a life of Torah and Avodah, to a life of Torah and spiritual perfection. Only such a person who has that perspective is able to come up with the right recipe for spiritual growth. And then once you have that perspective and you've taken that perspective from such a person, can you go ahead and light the candle? Finally, the menorah was lit in the Heichal. The menorah was lit in the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash. And this symbolizes the fact that even though there are places of lower holiness, the menorah could only be lit in a place of intensive holiness. The lesson for us is that if you're empowered, if you were born into, or you are now in, a context of greater holiness, and as a result, you have the ability to live a more inspired life, and you have the ability to inspire others, the fact that you're there providentially shows that you have a mission to inspire yourself and others. You are called to inspire yourself and others.